This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel Kingmaine, and this is your QNN community update from Star Observer. Melbourne's Midsummer Pride March was held last Sunday along Fitzroy Street in St Kilda, finishing the celebrations at Katani Gardens. According to Midsummer, over 18,000 participants marched in the parade, with over 55,000 lining the streets in support. Over 400 community groups, including Dykes on Bikes Melbourne, Rainbow Aboriginal Float, Minus 18, Melbourne Rainbow Band, and our very own Joy Media, celebrating their 30th year on air, marched with pride in the parade. 45 years after the first Mardi Gras in Sydney, a group of 78ers marched for the first time in this year's Midsummer Pride March. The 78ers are a group of LGBTQ+ activists who took part in the first Sydney Mardi Gras parade down Oxford Street on the night of June 24, 1978. They include activists who were arrested that night after clashes with police in King's Cross and those who later joined demonstrations as part of the Drop the Charges campaign. Pride March is a day when our diverse LGBTIQA+ communities and allies come together in spectacular fashion to march with those who can and in solidarity for those who can't. Melbourne's Midsummer Festival concludes this Sunday, the 11th of February, with Victoria's Pride Street Party in Collingwood. From Pink News. The longest-running trans cabaret show in South of Market, San Francisco, has announced it's planning to close its doors for the final time. The restaurant and nightlife announced it will be halting business operations from 31st of March, which is the same day as Transgender Day of Visibility. Founder and CEO Larry Hashberger has said, "This is very much a transition and the end of an era. However, hopefully it is the beginning of new opportunities for our vision." The restaurant, which describes itself as a visionary pioneer in supporting the transgender community, has been running for over 26 years since it opened in 1997. From Q News. A Russian court has sentenced a woman to 5 days in jail for wearing rainbow earrings as the country's absurd crackdown on the so-called international LGBTQ+ movement ramps up. Russia's Supreme Court banned what it called the LGBTQ+ movement last November, designating it as an extremist and banning its activities on the territory of Russia. The woman was charged and found guilty of publicly displaying the symbol of an extremist organization, with human rights groups warning courts in Russia have now started convicting people. A video posted online showed far-right activists harassing the woman and her friend about the earrings in a restaurant. The woman was later called to the police station after the video was posted online. In Russia, any and all queer expression is effectively against the law. The country passed its infamous laws banning promotion of non-traditional sexual relations in 2013 and expanded them in 2022. Turning to QNN Sport now and from Pink News. Professional surfer Bethany Hamilton has denounced trans inclusion in women's sport after sportswear firm Rip Curl celebrated a trans athlete on its social media. Rip Curl posted images featuring trans surfer Sasha Lowenson on its socials as part of its Meet the Local Heroes of Western Australia campaign. And it was then faced with an intense backlash like Bud Light faced over a social media post with trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney last year. Lowenson was described as a Western Australian water woman who just loves the freedom found in surfing, disconnecting from the mainstream, and the feeling of dancing on constantly changing waves. Her photos have since been removed from Rip Curl's social media platforms. Hamilton, who lost her left arm in a shark attack 20 years ago, wrote on her socials, "Male-bodied athletes should not be competing in female sports, period." The American surfer has previously threatened to pull out of the World Surf League over its trans athlete policy, which at the time mandated that transgender women could compete in the women's division, provided their testosterone stayed below a certain level. Hamilton's criticism comes after a number of sports governing bodies have either restricted the participation of trans athletes or banned them from women's teams altogether. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.